And this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and this is Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, we spend some time learning more about the creative industries in our area and the impact that has on our quality of life. Our content partner for this regular Tuesday feature is the Arts Alliance, and my co-host is Deb Pollack, who happens to be president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Welcome back, Deb.
Well, good morning, David.
You recently had the opportunity to attend the 2017 Executive Leadership Forum of Americans for the Arts. Now, this was a three-day event held in Toledo, but with organizations from all over the country, representing communities like Tucson, Arizona, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Big Sky, Montana, Washington, D.C., and many others. Deb, what do all of these organizations and communities have in common with Ann Arbor when it comes to local arts and the creative industries?
Well, first of all, the Executive Leadership Forum is a by-invitation-only opportunity, and I was very, very pleased to be and honored to be invited. I was one of 10. This was just 10 people at this Leaders Forum. So these are all local arts agency leaders, and a local arts agency promotes and supports and develops the arts and creative industries at their local level. They're very focused on what is true and authentic to their local community and investing in and working with their partners so that the arts and creative industries can thrive in those local communities to best respect the community and to make the economy go forward and all of those great things that the arts can do. So it was outstanding to have an opportunity to have a very intense, intimate experience with these 10 leaders who have been in the business for quite some time to share experiences and to learn, you know, what we're doing differently than others are here in the Ann Arbor area, and I really appreciated it.
So there are far more than just 10 agencies throughout the country that do the kind of work that the 10 of you are doing.
5,000, David.
5,000 of them.
5,000 local arts agencies across the country, and there were 10 of us at this special event.
Now, it would seem to me that many of those 5,000 agencies would be able to benefit from the conversations that took place over this three-day period. How is that information going to be disseminated and then ultimately used in furthering the mission?
Well, I think two things. So as the Arts Alliance is the arts service and advocacy organization here on the local level for Washtenaw County, we have on our national level Americans for the Arts. Now, they do have, as many organizations do, a national conference where about, you know, 1,200 people attend, and that rotates around the country. This was a special opportunity for executive leaders to have that very deep dive moment to reflect, to learn from each other, and to explore situations and concerns and opportunities that they don't always get a chance to connect so deeply with colleagues of the same level. So that how to disseminate that out, I know that we all brought back things to our communities that we will likely implement. I know that we've all learned things, and I know I certainly have. It's interesting to compare, for example, Washtenaw County with Toledo, Ohio. You know, very close communities, 45 minutes away from each other, and what they're doing in Toledo on their community development through the arts is really outstanding.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the moments to come. This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Creative Impact. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack. Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. Now, you mentioned something that I want to follow up on. There are areas, no matter where you are in the country, that have similar concerns and similar goals and aspirations. What did you find in your conversations with these nine other leaders that were where they're having the greatest successes in connecting to the creative sector and to the public that supports them?
Well, I think right off the top, the people in their communities appreciate and value arts and creative, the arts and creative industries. They attend events, they support financially. Some of these organizations are supported exclusively by businesses because they know, the businesses know how important it is to have a vibrant community so that they can attract talent, that they can have a place where their employees want to live. Some of these organizations are supported by their lodgers tax, or in our case we call them accommodations taxes, because it's so important to the tourism industry to have vibrant arts and cultural community organizations and events. So, I mean, it's across the board, but ultimately at the very top, people appreciate having these kind of programs and opportunities in their community. So I think that's not only because of the economic driving aspect of it, but really what it means to them for their quality of life. So that's the most important part.
From the universal perspective, what is the greatest challenge moving forward? Is it financial?
Finances are always there. Even with the communities that have dedicated tax levels, they've always got more to do trying to figure out how to stretch those dollars as far as they can. I think the other thing is that there's always opportunities out there. So I mentioned Toledo, and their strength came from an initial Percent for Art program. Established back in the early 2000s, and from there, because the community started to notice how the installations of public art and by involving the community and in neighborhoods, how it was really changing those communities and bringing the communities together to work to better their locations. Other people stepped up, private partnerships started to step up, and now there are huge investments in the public art in Toledo, and also in looking at their public art, as their art commission, as a change agent, really as a change agent in some of these communities. You know, Toledo, like parts of Southeast Michigan, is part of the what we call a Rust Belt, right? So the opportunity to go into a community and help define it as to the kind of community that it wants to be, a healthy community, one that is a place where people want to live, and then working with the residents there to actually make that happen in a design kind of way is really exciting. And to do that through the arts in partnership with the city and the major business leaders is what's happening in Toledo. And it's really an outstanding model. I was very impressed.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and Creative Impact continues with our partner, Deb Pollack. She is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. We talk about neighborhood revitalization to the arts that is taking place in Toledo. You also had the opportunity to visit some of the artistic centers in Toledo, the Museum of Art, the Historic Ohio Theater. Did you find that all of you in the forum took away something different from having experienced what some consider a small city, and yet something a city so dedicated to the arts and creative sector?
Well, first of all, everybody is extremely impressed by Toledo. I mean, it's not a city's name that pops up on your radar when you think about arts. But it is very impressive, and I encourage everybody to go check it out. You know, it's a neighbor, and there's some great museums down there. The Museum of Art is outstanding. The Great Lakes Museum is wonderful. But yes, we all did take something. And in addition to visiting those locations, we also had the time to work together, bring up some issues that maybe we were dealing with, and to share those with each other and get advice and or recommendations. So not only did we get the big picture of what a community like Toledo looks like and how those partnerships between the city and the Arts Commission and the business leaders looks like, we also had a chance to share our expertise and our experience with each other so that we could go back to our local communities and apply those and share that with our constituents. So a valuable opportunity.
And bringing it all back home once again, you said that there were lessons learned and things that you think could be implemented here that would benefit the community as a whole and certainly bolster the creative sector in our area. What did you bring back that you think will work here?
Well, I have a list, of course. and you know, it's all about timing and implementation. But I really very much liked, you know, the community redevelopment work that is going on in Toledo and in some of those other communities. And we have opportunities to do that here and in Washtenaw. You know, we often think, and I think the outside world, and this came up a lot, you know, the outside world looks at Ann Arbor as a community that doesn't need anything. And it's nice to know that that's how people think about us, but certainly we have circumstances and areas that can use investment and support and struggle with difficulties similar to Toledo, challenges with education, challenges with community and property investment and those sorts of things. So I'd like to take a lot of what was shared with me and talk with our community leaders to see how we can work together.
And I will look forward to those conversations as we move forward with Creative Impact. Deb, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, David. Always a pleasure to chat.
I'm David Fair, and that is Deb Pollock, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. It's a regular Tuesday feature on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.